Young Women Manual 3. The following resources may be used to supplement but not replace Lessons 1 through 25. Lesson 1, God the Father. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Liahona and Ensign, March 1998, page 2. Begin the presentation of testimonies with portions of this article. Jeffrey R. Holland, The Grandeur of God. Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 70. Share the first two paragraphs to introduce the lesson. Personal Progress, Individual Worth Value Experiences, Number 1. Lesson 2, Coming to Know the Savior. James E. Faust, That We Might Know Thee, the Only True God and Jesus Christ. Liahona, February 1999, page 2. That We Might Know Thee, Ensign, January 1999, page 2. Consider adding the ways to come unto Christ to those listed in the lesson summary. Lesson 3. Living the Gospel Daily. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth. Liahona, April 2001, page 30. Ensign, January 2001, page 2. Use the 6 B's with the section on feeling close to the Lord. Personal Progress, Faith Value Experiences, Number 3. Lesson 4, Preparing to Become an Eternal Companion. David E. Sorensen, The Doctrine of Temple Work, Liahona, August 2002, page 30. Ensign, October 2003, page 56. Add the article to the material in the Spiritual Preparation section. Making the Most of Mutual. Liahona, September 2003, page 24. New Era, September 2003, page 28. Use one of the ideas in class or in your next mutual activity. Personal Progress. Individual Worth Value Experiences, Number 2. Lessons 5. Creating a Spiritual Environment in the Home. James E. Faust, The Virtues of Righteous Daughters of God. Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 108. Discuss how living these 10 virtues could help create a spiritual environment in homes. M. Russell Ballard, Like a Flame Unquenchable. Liahona, July 1999, page 101. Ensign, May 1999, page 85. Discuss the 4 ways to build a fortress of faith at the end of the lesson. Lesson 6. A Woman's Responsibility to Teach. Dallin H. Oaks, Gospel Teaching. Liahona, January 2000, page 94. Ensign, November 1999, page 78. Include the 6 fundamentals of teaching in your discussion. Lesson 7. Our Purpose in Life. Gordon B. Hinckley, How Can I Become the Woman of Whom I Dream? Liahona, July 2001, page 112. Ensign, May 2001, page 93. Supplement, It is our responsibility to act on the direction we are given, with stories from the article. Richard G. Scott, First Things First, Liahona, July 2001, page 6, Ensign, May 2001, page 6. Consider using the first paragraph and the paragraph beginning with, Throughout Your Life on Earth, with, We Have a Purpose in Life. Personal Progress, Divine Nature Value Experiences, Number 1. Lesson 8, Eternal Families, N. Eldon Tanner, Today I Will. Liahona, March 2003, page 26, New Era, March 2003, page 12. Enhance the lesson with statements from the end of the article. Russell M. Nelson, Personal Preparation for Temple Blessings, Liahona, July 2001, page 37. Ensign, May 2001, page 32. Consider discussing this section on the temple and temple recommends with The Blessings of Eternal Family Life Can Be Obtained Only in Temples. Lesson 9, Encouraging Family Unity. Thomas S. Monson, Hallmarks of a Happy Home, Liahona and Ensign, October 2001, page 2. Consider discussing how the four hallmarks can help families be united. D. Ray Thomas, 8 Tips for Building Stronger Families, Liahona, December 1999, page 30. Tips for Raising Stronger Families, Ensign, June 2000, page 8. Consider applying the 8 tips to life in the home. Personal Progress, Divine Nature Value Experiences, number 3. Lesson 10, Encouraging Enjoyable Family Activities. James E. Faust, Enriching Our Lives Through Family Home Evening. Liahona and Ensign, June 2003, page 2. Discuss some of President Faust's suggestions as part of the lesson's conclusion. Lesson 11, Extended Family Relationships. James E. Faust, The Phenomenon That Is You. Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 53. Supplement the lesson with the stories. Bruce C. Hafen, Planting Promises in the Hearts of the Children. Liahona, June 1998, page 16. Ensign, June 1994, page 46. Ask a young woman to tell the story of the sun in the article. Personal Progress, Individual Worth Value Experiences, number 5. Lesson 12, The Blessings of the Priesthood. Priesthood Restored, Liahona, April 2004, page 30. Ensign, April 2004, page 18. Use this article to supplement the discussion of priesthood offices. Brenda Williams, My Terrible, Horrible Day. Liahona, September 2002, page 22. New Era, September 2001, page 34. Consider adding this story to the discussion on the blessings from the priesthood. Lesson 13, The Priesthood Can Bless Families. L. Tom Perry, Fatherhood, An Eternal Calling. Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 69. Use the teachings on the roles of the fathers as you discuss ways young women can support their fathers. Merrill J. Bateman, Priesthood, Keys, and the Power to Bless. Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 50. Share Elder Bateman's story instead of the case studies. Lesson 14, We Have a Wonderful Legacy. Gordon B. Hinckley, Four Cornerstones of Faith. Liahona and Ensign, February 2004, page 2. Use the cornerstones idea to supplement the discussion on the restoration. Robert D. Hales, Receiving a Testimony of the Restored Gospel of Jesus Christ. Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 28. Consider including these ideas on the apostasy and restoration. Lesson 15, Blessings of the House of Israel. About Patriarchal Blessings, Liahona, March 2004, page 18, New Era, March 2004, page 32. Use this article to teach about patriarchal blessings. Personal Progress, Individual Worth Value Experiences, number 6. Lesson 16, Temple Endowment. Howard W. Hunter, A Temple-Motivated People. Liahona, March 2004, page 40. Ensign, March 2004, page 38. Use the article to discuss the blessings of the temple. Lesson 17, Preparing to Attend the Temple. Russell M. Nelson, Personal Preparation for Temple Blessings. Liahona, July 2001, page 37. Ensign, May 2001, page 32. Consider inviting two young women to teach using the physical preparation for the temple and spiritual preparation for the temple sections. F. David Stanley, The Most Important Step. Liahona, October 2001, page 34. New Era, June 2000, page 20. Use the preparing for the temple section to supplement the discussion on preparation. Personal Progress, Integrity Value Project, Bullet 5. Lesson 18, Temple Marriage, Gordon B. Hinckley, The Marriage That Endures. Liahona and Ensign, July 2003, page 2. Consider using the story of the English couple. Planning Your Temple Wedding, Liahona, October 2004, page 39. New Era, October 2004, page 25. Use some of the information in this article as you discuss the blessings of temple marriage. Tamara Letham Bailey, The Temple-Going Type, Liahona, May 1999, page 46, New Era, April 1998, page 34. Consider using this story with the first three questions in the lesson. Lesson 19, Heritage, Dallin H. Oaks, Repentance and Change, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 37. Use this article with Helaman, chapter 15, verses 7 and 8. Jeffrey R. Holland, A Prayer for the Children, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 85. Supplement the discussion on what kind of ancestors we can be with the article section on what our children must know from us. Personal Progress, Faith Value Experiences, number 2. Lesson 20, Understanding a Missionary's Responsibilities. M. Russell Ballard, The Greatest Generation of Missionaries. Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 46. Consider introducing the lesson with ideas from this article. Teaching from the Heart, Liahona, June 2004, page 8. Ensign, June 2004, page 6. Prayerfully use sections of this article to discuss how missionaries teach the gospel. Lesson 21, Learning to Share the Gospel. M. Russell Ballard, Members Are the Key, Liahona, September 2000, page 12. Ensign, September 2000, page 8. Add article ideas to the discussion of member missionary work. Richard M. Romney, To the Ends of the Earth, Liahona, January 2003, page 26, New Era, January 2003, page 20. Tell about the experiences of the youth in the article. Personal Progress, Good Works Value Experiences, number 7. Lesson 22, Eternal Perspective, James E. Faust, Who Do You Think You Are? Liahona, June 2001, page 2, New Era, March 2001, page 4. Consider using ideas from this article in the discussion about who we really are. L. Lionel Kendrick, Strength During Struggles, Liahona, March 2002, page 28. Ensign, October 2001, page 24. Consider adding the section about positive perspective to the discussion about having a positive attitude during trials. Personal Progress, Faith Value Experiences, number 6. Lesson 23, Overcoming Opposition, Joseph B. Werthelin, Finding a Safe Harbor, Liahona, July 2000, page 71, Ensign, May 2000, page 59. Use the butterfly concept as an object lesson. Questions and Answers, Liahona, February 2001, page 22, New Era, July 2003, page 16. Use this article to introduce the lesson topic. Lesson 24, Agency, Lynn G. Robbins, Agency and Anger, Ensign, May 1998, page 80. Use the first part of this article in the section, Agency is the Power and Freedom to Choose. Sharon G. Larson, Agency, A Blessing and a Burden, Liahona, January 2000, page 12, Ensign, November 1999, page 11. Use this article to help the young women understand that commandments do not limit freedom. Personal Progress, Choice and Accountability Value Experiences, number 1. Lesson 25, Obedience, James E. Faust, Obedience, the Path to Freedom. Liahona, July 1999, page 53. Ensign, May 1999, page 45. Use this article to show that commandments bless us by protecting us from bondage. Donald L. Staley, Obedience, Life's Greatest Challenge. Ensign, May 1998, page 81. Use the story about the dog to introduce the lesson. Personal Progress, Divine Nature Value Experiences, Number 5. End of Aaronic Priesthood and Young Women Resource Guides.